Heavenly Father, we thank you again for gathering us together this morning in your presence. Lord, in your presence is the fullness of joy. At the right hand of our pleasures forevermore. And you are tabernacle over us. The angel of the Lord even encamp around us. And the Lord say, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. So we can live a life of confidence with our head lifted up every day over every condition that we may encounter in this world. Lord, just a few minutes here to spend with your word, Lord. We are told that, Lord, your word is a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. Lord, we worship you, Lord. As we read this morning, let the word of God be mixed with faith in our hearts, that we may all be profited by it in the days to come. Father, we ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So, as we see this word, everything happening here in this world, it's like everything is kind of upside down, just as the Bible says. We are living in the last days. All the things we see these days are the things where the Bible predicted. The Bible talks about a time of trouble that has come into this world, a trouble that has that has never been the history of the world before. So the only safe place is in our Lord Jesus Christ and in his own appearing. So, and even God, you as a Christian, we can face many things. But the Lord has not left us without any comfort, you know. So this morning I want to talk about God's strength and peace. God's strength and peace in times like this. You know, so the Lord told us at the end of time that in time of perplexity, he said the seas and the waves will be roaring. That means double meaning. Meaning the government will be in disarray. Even nature itself will be bizarre nature. You can see, like we are talking about fire over there, the Lord said that there are earthquakes in diverse places and so on, you know, that the wars and rumors of war, the Lord predicted all these things, and we are facing them today, and the Lord said, when you see this thing happening, it means the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is very close. So look at all over the place, there is a war going on for almost 1.5 years now, in Ukraine, you know, the Lord said nation will rise against nation. All of a sudden, we have seen it over the years, or the decades, or centuries. So the latest one was that, you know, Russia rose up against Ukraine, just as what Jesus said. All this to be aware that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is very, very near. So God's children, and the Lord said one thing in Luke 21, when you see all these things, let not your heart be troubled. Don't be troubled by them. This is a sign that he is coming very, very soon. So this morning, God's strength and peace, Psalm 27. So no matter what you see in this world, either in your personal life, and what is happening all over the world. In fact, Jesus said that things will be happening in such a way that men's heart will be failing them for fear, for looking after those things, you know. And he says, terrible and fearful things shall be from the heaven. All of those things are something like that, you know. So this morning, we need the comfort of God in our life, and it's comfort, the word of God. So, Psalm 27 verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. You can put your name here as I'm reading this morning. Lots of scripture to read here this morning. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? There are all kinds of things in Jesus to make you afraid these days. That's why you need the Lord, amen? When you have the Lord Jesus in your heart, in your life, then this is for you, you know, and for all of us today and so on. Which are you can be afraid of? Because the Lord set of your life. Verse 2. When the wicked, even my enemy, you know, and my foes, came up upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. So in those days, he was dealing physically, mainly, both spiritual warfare, David was fearing, and they also, physical warfare and so on, you know, like a lad. The king of Israel at that time by the name of Saul was after him all of his life and all that, you know. So, but in all of these things, God delivered him and so forth. It's prophetic of what God's children in this day will face. And as God helps him, he will help you and me too. Praise the Lord as we follow the word of the Lord. Now, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. You see that word? Shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this way, I be confident. So don't be, I mean, Bible says, don't let your confidence go away from you when you are facing something in this war. Just trust it in the Lord. David says, even if I'm surrounded by a wall, any kind of a wall or a hole, I have confidence in the Lord. He said, praise the Lord. God will not fail you. No matter what you are facing today or tomorrow, God will, just like David. So he said, I know, I'll be confident. Now, here is where he put his attention. No matter what happens, look at verse 4. And that is what God is demanding of you and I today, no matter what happens. One thing, I find desire of the Lord. That will I seek after. What was it? That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temples. It's like, no matter what happens, just what is what I need, just to serve the Lord, amen? And you know Jesus told us in Matthew 6:33, seek ye for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. David prophesied of those things right in the Old Testament. Just one thing, it's all you need. Jesus is all you need, amen? And all the other things that the people are running around in this world will be added unto you. Heart, isn't it, you know? And the Lord Jesus demonstrated in so many ways in his earthly ministry. One time, in Luke chapter 5, he wanted to preach to the people. There were two fishermen or so by the seaside, and they have toiled all night fishing, and they caught nothing. And that was their livelihood, right? You know, and all of a sudden, the morning was breaking, they were washing their nets, you know, frustrated, I guess. Can you imagine? That's their livelihood. They had spent all night and they caught nothing. There came this man, what you call him, the Lord Jesus was there. Then he entered one of them, said, can you just lend me your boat? And so on and that, you know. Well, the man answered, his name was Simon, you know. So Jesus entered that boat and they pushed a little bit out and he preached to the people. After preaching to them, then the Lord told him to show you that just obeying the word of God. Then the Lord said, just put your boat a little bit further and so on. Let down your net. Oh, master, look, we fish all night and we have caught nothing. But at thy word, I'm a master fisherman. I know the fish don't come during the day. They are in the night, that's why they fish all night, right? But because at your word, he has heard of the miracles of Jesus before, maybe. He said, at thy word, I will just let down the net. And when they let the net, Bible says, they caught so much fish, and the net was breaking. They had to call their fellow business fishermen nearby, the other boat, to come and help them to drag so much fish. Peter said, it was Simon, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. You see, when they saw the miracle and so forth, Jesus said, don't worry about it. Henceforth, you won't catch fish anymore, you will catch men. He became one of the chief apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm saying that when you give your life to Jesus, or anything you give to Jesus, it can only multiply to you in many, many ways. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. The same thing, even life itself, no? What is your life? So Jesus said, if you have to give your life to Jesus, then you have eternal life. Life that shall never end, you know? One time, you know, right in Israel, in John chapter 3, you know, many miracles have occurred. In John chapter 2, he has taught in a marriage setting, you know, they invited him and his disciples. And in John chapter 2, and they ran out of wine. And so Mary, through whom God brought Jesus, you know, and so forth, you know, so look, say, look, they have run out of wine. Well, Jesus said, look, what do I have to do with that? My time is not come yet, he said. Anyway, nevertheless, the Lord is compassionate. Then he told the people, the director of the wedding and so on, that, you know, okay, get the water pot, feed the water pot with water, you know. And they obeyed him. And you know what happened? When he said, draw now. And when they draw the water out, it was wine, you know. That was one of the public miracles he performed. We don't know how many miracles he performed, the other public one, because the Bible said that if we are to write all the things Jesus did, no book can even contain them. All the books in the world will not contain them. So, some water is the one, what miracle? So there was this man, you know, Nicodemus. He was a very chief, you know, of the doctor of theology, if you want to say, he came to him at night, you know, and said, you know, Master, Rabbi, No man can do this miracle except God be with him. He has said the water turned into wine, and they have been carrying theology all over their life. They think they are the chief priest and so like that, you know. But he was so humble, he was named Nicodemus, you know. Rabbi, no man can do this miracle except God be with him. The Lord didn't even answer any word. I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This is the man who has read the so-called Bible of their day for all his life. My Rabbi, how can a man be born again? Will he enter his mother's womb again and then be born again? Jesus said, except a man be born of the Spirit and of the water, he cannot see the kingdom of God. See? He said, if I tell you, ask me, you don't understand. Can I show you everything? So anyway, what I'm saying is this. So I'm talking about life, right? So there is something called eternal life. Death doesn't end this life on this side. There is a life after death. Where people spend that life is what counts most, you know? So anyway, so we give our life to Jesus Christ, he gives unto us eternal life. Nothing you give to Jesus, but will multiply it to you. When you turn your life to him, even life itself, he gives you eternal life. A life that has never ended. Praise the Lord. And so you the fisherman, you know, even material things, give to Jesus, multiply it back to you many, many times. Anyway, let's go to this summary quickly, or this session here, and so that, you know. So, and one thing I find is that's why I went to that one. Just keep your eye on Jesus, trust the Lord Jesus Christ, seek you for the kingdom of God, and he will add all other things unto you. Anyway, so now, that's David. Verse 5 of Psalm 37. For in the time of trouble, Jesus said in this world, there will be a time of trouble since the world has never been before. See? So, in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. That verse is prophetic, really, you know. Any kind of a trouble in this world, the Lord will shield you from it and from that, you know. But also, that's coming a worldwide, where they have trouble in the world now, that be the trouble, the mother of troubles, called the Great Tribulation and so on and that, you know. The Lord will take his bride, his people that love him, out of that trouble that is so mighty, never such as have seen the issue of the world before, take them out of here in the rapture, you know. That is even pointing to that right there, you know. So anyway, in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And on heart here, let any kind of a trouble here is right there with you to help you out of any trouble. In fact, in Psalm 91 verse 15, he says this. He shall call upon me, meaning you and I, who love the Lord, right? He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. That's Psalm 91 verse 15. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Without, if he say maybe I will, he say I will do it. So all you have to do is to call upon the Lord in any kind of a trouble, and he will answer you, and he will deliver you, and he say he will honor you. That is the word of the Lord. Now, verse 6 of 27, that was going on. And now shall my eye and my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in the tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises unto the Lord. So you see, as he delivers you and me, day by day, you see, you cannot come to his temple and sing and praise him and so forth. But starting to say, I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. It's like life was almost out of him and so on. So such a desperate condition and so on. But because he called upon the Lord and he believed to see the goodness of the Lord, if not for sin, would have fainted, he said. This is David, the man who killed Goliath at one time, right? You know? So he said, I would have fainted, you know, if not because I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So nobody needs to faint. All you have to do is to look unto the Lord, amen? They look unto him and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Praise the Lord. Anything you face, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Praise the Lord. Now, verse 14. Wait. Another secret now. Any trouble you find yourself in, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Don't be discouraged. And he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So you see, learn to wait upon the Lord when you encounter any trouble. Of a surety, he will deliver you. You know, be of good courage. And the Bible says, he will strengthen you. So I'm talking about God's strength and peace, right? Now, David was a man who practiced what he says, or what the Lord has shown him. In Psalm 40 verse 1, you know, he says, I waited, you see that one? He counseled you and me by the Holy Ghost, right? To wait upon the Lord, right? Then he now testified in Psalm 40 verse 1, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my going. He got into so many troubles and so forth, but out of it all, in another scripture, God, you know, he couldn't even describe, he said it's a horrible pit, it was in a horrible condition, you know, indescribable, no word could describe it, right? Nevertheless, the Lord brought him out of it. It was written for you and I, and for all that love the Lord. No matter what condition you find yourself, the Lord is right there to help you up. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us word. See, God thinks about you a lot, you know, are towards us. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. How much it know that the Lord thinks about you and I. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. That's how much the Lord thinks about his people. In fact, Jeremiah 29:11 says this. So, see how great many things the Lord thinks about his people, you and I, and verse 11 of Jeremiah 29. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, the Lord is talking to his people now, say the Lord, thoughts of peace, talking about God's strength and peace, right? Thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That's what he wants for you and I. So as innumerable, as his thoughts are towards you and I, every one of those thoughts are thoughts of peace, yes, towards you and I. Then shall ye call upon me, he said, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. See how much he loves you. So you know God's strength and peace, right? Now, in First John 5:14, he says this, talking about God answering you, no matter what condition you find yourself, as a Christian, a child of God, and this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Jeremiah told us that you go and pray to me, to God, and he will hearken unto you. Then here he says that here is the confidence that we have in the Lord Jesus, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. He will answer you because you are a child of God and so forth. Promising you that. That's a promise, right? In the same verse, John 3:21, talking about God answering us, our prayer and so forth. 1 John 3:21. Behold, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God, you know, and towards God. And whatsoever, all over the Bible, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Now, you see, so whatever we ask, you know, we receive of him, if our heart condemn us not. And as a Christian, there is no more condemnation for you, really. Praise the Lord. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So anyway, so we say that whatever we ask the Lord, we receive of Him. And we know in our heart that there should be no more condemnation as children of God. Now, Psalm 37 verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of your heart. So many, many promises here this morning, that no matter what you want from the Lord, that He will give them to you, that according to His will, you know. But I say, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. See? Now, so, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. That's what He promised you and I. Whatever you need, commit your way to the Lord. Be it your work, be it your business, be it your schoolwork, you know. Commit unto the Lord Jesus Christ, and He will bring it to pass. Psalm 46 verse 1. Through about a couple of verses in there. Talking about God's peace and strength this morning. God is our refuge and strength, and a very present help in trouble. See? Therefore, we not with fear. All over the Bible, God is saying, fear not, fear not, fear not. See? Though the heart be removed, no matter what happens, that is the worst scenario, right? And though the mountains be cast into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar, and they be troubled, though the mountains shake with the dwelling, swelling thereof, say that there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, and the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Just promises here, God is in the midst of us, just like the Lord said, and with you always, right? She shall not be moved. God shall help her and at the right early. God won't come to you late. He will be right there with you, you know, in the midst of your trouble. Just look at Him. Look unto Him and so forth, you know. In the Old Testament, He demonstrated it and so on, that, you know. The three Hebrew children, the book of Daniel, He was there with them in the fire, right? The fire was heated, a oven, seven times heated. And they were put into it, three Hebrew children. Jesus was there with them, and He delivered them. Even one was trained the lion's den. You know, hungry lion. Daniel was his name. Trained the lion's den. Daniel chapter 5, I believe it is, I don't know that, you know. And God was with him in that lion's den, and He delivered him. All this to show us that no matter what, keep your eye on the Lord Jesus Christ. He will deliver you from whatever situation you find yourself in. And His peace shall always be with you as you look unto Him. Anyway, so we see, verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us, just like He trusted in the Testament, and with you always. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Say that. Verse 10, now, instead of us fidgeting and being fearful, here is what God wants you and I to do in any kind of a situation. Here is what He wants us to do. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. It's human to be frightful and jump over here and jump over there when we are in the midst of trouble and so forth. But God's way of dealing with it is for you to be still and know that our Lord Jesus Christ is God. Amen? Praise the Lord. So He will deliver you. He will help you out of whatever situation. Verse 11 says, the Lord of hosts is with us. Don't doubt that. He's always there with you. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Say that. Talking about being quiet and be still in the Lord in any situation. I remember something in Acts chapter 12. Apostle Peter was put in prison to be murdered the next day or so, you know. And this Herod is not an idle threat, you know. This same Herod has already killed James, one of the apostles. Peter was put in prison, waiting for the Easter holiday to pass, for him to be killed like James, his brother. And the people of God were praying all night, you know, praying for Peter and so on that, you know. Now, as they were praying, the angel of the Lord appeared in the prison to Peter and so forth. What strikes me is this, talking about being still, right? somebody who is waiting for execution, and the angel of the Lord appeared in the prison, had to smite him for him to wake up from sleep. Millions of other people have half of that trouble, you know, and we can't even sleep at times, you know. The man waiting for execution slept so soundly, he took the angel to release him. Go and ask yourself for yourself, you know. Being still, right? And know that he is God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Under any condition, even in the state of assassination, Apostle Paul, waiting for Nero to behead him. He wasn't afraid of anything at all, that, you know. You know, anyway. So, anyway, being still, that's where God works as well. Isaiah 30:15. For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, shall ye be saved. Don't be fidgeting and running up and down. See? Shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. See? The God of peace and strength, right? You know? So you be still. And just set your eye upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Set your heart upon him. He is right there with you. He was with Peter in the prison. Set his angel. You know? And he is with you today. So anyway, so being still. And so on. God loves that one. When we are letting our minds to run, then you're not giving God a chance. No? Give him a chance. Listen to him. I will speak to you by the Holy Spirit or by a scripture to comfort you and to help you out of anything. Even see more about this kind of being quiet before the Lord. Isaiah 26 verse 3, talking about God's strength and peace, right? Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. You see that? That will keep your mind on Jesus, right? No matter what, he will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Verse 4 says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Sometimes we trust him today, then something happens, then tomorrow we are fidgeting and so on. No. Trust him forever. Praise be the Lord. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. So it's always there for you. Now, Isaiah 41, see? Talking, he say, it's everlasting strength, right? I'm telling you, the God's peace and strength, perfect peace and so on, that, you know. Hey, Isaiah 41 verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Ensuring your heart now, I will strengthen thee, the God of strength, right, and peace. I will strengthen thee, yes, I will help thee. Yes, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. See? 13 verse says, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand. Say not to thee, fear not, I will help thee. Oh, one time, in Matthew chapter 14, I believe it is, I had a great crusade. The Lord had a great crusade and so on, even feed the thousands and so on. After his manner, he had to go to the mountain, to go and pray on the mountain. Then he sent his disciples on a boat to go on the other side. He himself went alone to the mountain to pray. In the middle of the night, he is Almighty God, right? He is even on the mountain. He knows what is happening upon the sea, where the disciples were traveling and so forth. He knew they were in trouble, even though it was on the Mount of Olives. But he is the all-seeing eye. Praise the Lord. He is the all-seeing eye. He sees everything that's going on somewhere, anywhere in the universe. He sees it all. So right there, and there was a great storm upon the sea, and the disciples were there. Middle of the night and so on, I don't know, 3 a.m. or something like that, you know, and a great storm and so forth. And because the Lord, he loved his disciples, he knew that you were in jeopardy, where you were in trouble, he knows about it already. Then Jesus went down, supernaturally I believe, and began to walk on the sea towards his disciples. When they saw him, they were so afraid. That was a ghost. They were human like us, they have fear too, you know, I mean, disciples and so on, so it was a ghost. Jesus said, fear not, his eye. Fear not, his eye and so on, that, you know. Then Peter said, if it is you, Lord, bid me come to you. The Lord said, come. And Peter walked on water. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Where I'm going is this. The Bible says that because I was walking on, then the storm arose even vehemently. Maybe he was so mad because even more than before. And Peter saw the storm boisterous around him and so on. and he got his eye off Jesus, and he began to sink, you know. And he cried, saying, Lord, save me. All this in Matthew 14, save me. The Bible said the Lord stretched his hand, right? And then he helped Peter and so forth. Where I'm going is that he said, we uphold you with the right hand of his righteousness, right? So he helped Peter by his hand, amen. He could have sunk in that sea. Anyway, praise you the Lord. So anyway, so we hold you by the right hand of his righteousness. He said, I encourage you this morning and me and so on, that you know. For I, the Lord thy God, I mean Isaiah 41, verse 13. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, like you, Peter, and so on. Peter was in trouble, right? He said, Lord, save me, and so on, and that, you know. And the Lord heard him. And I said, fear not, child, I will help thee. Now, God's strength and peace. Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded thee? Be stronger and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Amen. Praise the Lord, is with you. You know, Haggai 2:4. Yet, now be strong. See? I'll skip some phrases in there. All ye people of the land, say the Lord, and walk. For I am with you, said the Lord of hosts. So he wanted to be strong, you know. God's peace and strength. Now, they were building the temple in the day of Haggai. Our own today, we are, you know, the kingdom of God is being built now by you and I, by witnessing for him and preaching the gospel. And whatever you are doing for the Lord. So he said to be strong now, you know. All ye people of the land, say the Lord, and walk, for I am with you, said the Lord of hosts. In 1 Corinthians 16:13, wash ye, stand fast in the faith. We are living in the time where the mind of many people are being shaken right now. There is a shaky mind going on. Something that is going on. Shaky mind in the faith and so on. But God is encouraging you and I not to have a shaky mind, you know. But rather, wash ye now, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. God is saying to you and I, so this morning, God's strength and peace. Very short exhortation here this morning. 2 Timothy 2:1. Towards the last part of that verse. Be stronger in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. See? God's peace and strength. Be strong in the grace that, not in ourselves, but in that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 6:10 says this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. So don't always forget this. That's why we say, apart from him, we can do nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. But with him, we can do all things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, talking about God's peace and strength, not to round up this morning, very short exhortation this morning. John 14:27. Peace, I live with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. See? Don't let your heart be troubled. You by the grace of God can take control of it by the word of God. Jesus said, don't let it be troubled. Don't forget that he said that in the end of the age, many people meant as is failing them for fear for looking after those things, right? Not the elect of God, but to keep our eye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. That word always. No matter what condition you are in. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. It's coming soon. The Lord is coming soon. Be careful for nothing. One translation says, be anxious for nothing. In one translation, see, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. So we turn everything to God in prayer. And we meet, even no matter how little, seek God. Commit it to the Lord. We read before in the book of Psalms, say, commit your way unto the Lord, right? So in prayer and so forth, that, you know. Now, verse 7 says this. When you do that, when you are not really anxious about anything at all, But you are calling upon the Lord in prayer and supplication and thanking Him. You know, you see all those three together. You are praying, you are supplicating, and you are giving thanks. Even though trouble seems to be around you, don't be anxious about it. Just, you know, be still and let you know, and see what happens to you. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing in everything, no matter what it is. Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now talking about the God's peace and strength, right? And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, completely. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the time, I mean like never before in the history of the world, to look for the coming of the Lord. This is the time of the coming of the Lord. Now, verse 44, faithful is he that has called you, who also will do it. Now, in finishing up this morning, Hebrews 13:20. Now, the God of peace, that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect now, in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
James chapter 5, last scripture, verse 7. Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. We are in the season of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Without me planning anything, almost every scripture here this morning talking about the coming of the Lord, right? Now be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he received the early and the later rain. So be ye also patient. Establish your heart now, for the coming of the Lord draws nigh. Praise ye the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He promised us, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you another comforter who will abide with you forever. And today we are witnesses that the comforter has come. And we used to sing this song, the comforter has come. Tell the whole world about it. The comforter has come. He's living in you. He doesn't go, he doesn't come. He promised he will abide with you forever. We are still with him until the day of redemption. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you for your peace, O Lord, that passes all understanding as we keep our eyes upon you. So therefore, Lord, let nothing distract us. This is the hour that many are getting distracted, and there is no temptation come to us, but that is common to man. And the Lord said, to every temptation, we are promised that the Lord, you promise us you will make a way of escape. So we thank you this morning for the comfort of the scripture in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we go this morning, Lord, say, meditate upon these things, you know, and so for that, you know. Say, this word of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth, but in it thou shalt meditate day and night. Then shalt thou make your way prosperous. Then shalt thou have a good success. Let it that be our portion this morning. Father, we ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.